You know, actually, the Native Americans were farmers. We don't think of them that much as farmers. And they used fire as their farm implements. And if you don't think fire is a tremendously powerful farm implement, you watch us try to take all the airplanes, bulldozers, and fire trucks available to the nation to try to stop a wildfire. The Native Americans used this part of the country as a hunting ground more than a place to live. They could afford to burn over considerable areas. The burned over areas provided a tremendous number of grasses and plants, edible plants, that the Native Americans made themselves available. When the settlers moved in, they moved in with their crops, their fences, their homes, and the fires would destroy their crops, their fences, their homes, and in some cases, their lives. It was important to the settlers for their way of life to stop the fires. The prairies were kept open because of the fires. They burnt the hardwoods, the trees, the shrubs, those plants that weren't tolerant of fire. Now, most of the native grasses and wildflowers that you'll find in the prairies and in our part of the country have extensive root systems. In fact, the root systems may go down as much as 10, 12 foot in the ground on the thing. They go dormant in the falls. Their energy is stored in the roots. They are extremely tolerant to fire and drought as far as that's concerned. Not the case with the plants that the settlers depended on for their food. Once the fire stopped, it was only a couple of generations before the forest returned. And along with it, a diversity of wildlife that we're not likely to ever see again.